SalesApe, the AI sales rep built to give small businesses the unfair advantage of closing more deals. If you generate over 50 leads a month but can't reply instantly, you lose deals. SalesApe will be your hidden superpower. Used by hundreds of real estate agents, construction companies, and service providers, and backed with $20 million from top investors. SalesApe is doubling sales for hundreds of businesses just like you. Your own AI agent instantly qualifies inbound leads, engages high-intent buyers, and books appointments 24/7, even when your team's off the clock. More sales, less overhead. Sales on autopilot. Go to salesape.ai/podcast to try their free demo. Again, that's salesape.ai/podcast for a free demo.
People who are poor, it's because they actually don't see reality for what it is. Because the way they see reality, they see making money to be impossible or incredibly difficult, or it's only for a certain select people, not for them. And it's just because they literally cannot see it. A lot of people were told things about the world that were not true, and they take them as fact. And so they're making their decision calculus off of something that is not true. And so they're making conclusions off of false data. So that's why they can't see it, because what they're basing their assumptions on is false.
What is necessary for people to break the broke mindset that society has kind of trapped people in that keeps them poor?
So I think people have two sets of resources, right, that they allocate. So they've got time and they've got money.
Yeah.
And so if you look at someone's bank statement and you look at their calendar, you know what their life is. And you can also predict where their life is going to be in X amount of years, right? And so if someone wants to change what their life is going to look like, you have to reallocate where you're investing the resources that you have. And so from a time perspective, people who are poor, in my opinion, spend a lot of time not doing stuff. And that sounds terrible to say, but like at the base level, they're distracted.
They're not doing the right stuff.
Right. I would even say not doing anything.
Just distracting them.
Right.
Like playing video games.
Netflix, et cetera. You know, yeah, all that stuff, right? The base is like they don't do anything. They're purely distracting themselves from their current state, which is hard because it's hard to confront reality. If you're like not happy, it's easier to distract yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the level above that is you've got people, they are working every day, but they're operating in low leverage opportunities. They're doing things that do not give them a lot of return on their time. It doesn't matter how many hours I work at McDonald's. It's very, very difficult to become wealthy there, right? It's just near impossible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus like you could buy a building for $10 million and then sell it to somebody else, you know, for $11 million, just get the contract and make $1 million on the exchange. Super high leverage, right? From a time perspective, which
sure.
is crazy for somebody who doesn't have money to even contemplate something like that. But the only way that that happened and that required no money is skill. And so first is the time, right? People are not doing stuff with the time that they have, or they're doing low leverage activities with the time they have. And then they're not trying to increase their output per unit time, which means investing in their skill set. So like one of the easiest ways to gain leverage on your time, leverage is the difference between inputs and outputs in a system. So, you know, Archimedes said, if you give me a lever long enough, I can move the world. And so to the same degree, if you have enough skills, you can do anything. Right. And so skills give you leverage on your time. So you get more out of each unit of time. So if I'm a master cold caller, I will get more sales and calls booked for the same unit of time than somebody who sucks at it. Same time, more output. Right.
But because they developed a skill at a
yes.
masterful level.
100%. And so when people are allocating their time, they're kind of like consuming their time rather than investing their time. So they're either doing nothing or they're consuming the time rather than putting time into getting higher returns on their time, which is education, right? Mm-hmm. And so education you can have from like the conceptual learnings, watching stuff like this, or the actual doing. You learn
taking
more
action,
100%.
Failing, messing up, you know,
yeah.
feeling like an embarrassment in
yeah.
the actions, yeah.
The first 1,000 cold calls you make, the first 1,000 cold emails you do, the first 1,000 doors you knock on, the first 1,000, you know, like you'll learn more from that than you'll learn from every single book you read up to that point
True.
On the concept. Like
yeah.
you'll learn. And so people don't allocate nearly enough time to that in the beginning. And so I think one of the things that the formal education system did really well that people poo-poo on it is the idea of going into debt to gain education is something that fundamentally makes sense.
Yes, but it's got to be the right education
that
can make you money.
You got to get a return on it.
Yes.
That's the issue,
yes.
right? You have to get a return on it because like the idea of borrowing from a future self that can make more money to pay for the thing that you're getting the skill for makes total sense. I think Elon was saying something about how Neuralink in the future, it's going to be such a competitive advantage that they could price it at whatever they want because once you have it, you'll be so much more able than anyone who doesn't have it that you could so easily pay off the price of the thing. That's how it should work conceptually, right?
Crazy.
So education is supposed to work.
Yes.
And so this is the simplest example that I have. So a friend of mine has a 17-year-old daughter. She got a job at a bowling alley and she makes minimum wage. And he said, why don't you become a phlebotomist? She was like, well, I don't want to spend the money. And he's like, it's $500 and it's a 2-day certification. And then after you have that, you make $25 an hour. So she.
SalesApe, the AI sales rep built to give small businesses the unfair advantage of closing more deals. If you generate over 50 leads a month but can't reply instantly, you lose deals. SalesApe will be your hidden superpower. Used by hundreds of real estate agents, construction companies, and service providers, and backed with $20 million from top investors. SalesApe is doubling sales for hundreds of businesses just like you. Your own AI agent instantly qualifies inbound leads, engages high-intent buyers, and books appointments 24/7, even when your team's off the clock. More sales, less overhead. Sales on autopilot. Go to salesape.ai/podcast to try their free demo. Again, that's salesape.ai/podcast for a free demo. Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Didn't have the money. Now, she could save it to get the $500, right? Or she could take a loan for the $500 from her dad
and
pay back in a week,
right?
Because she has higher earning capacity. And so it was like she could either save for 8 weeks, right, from her bowling alley to pay the $500, or she could take a loan for the $500, do the 2 days, and then pay it off in a week. So at that 1 week, she now has seven more weeks of earning capacity at her new level, and she'd be net positive on the next 7 weeks of earnings, right? And so that's just a micro example of like what skill investing does. And so a lot of us talk about like, you gotta get educated, you gotta learn stuff, and like you learn stuff by doing it. And a lot of times you pay for that education or access to people who can teach you those skills, because a lot of people aren't gonna give it to you for free, and that makes sense, it's okay. Took them time to learn the thing, and they compress that time to give it to you. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's why I'm educate. If there's one thing that's my life's mission, it's education. And so the single highest return on investment thing I've ever done. So like if I had taken all the money that I'd spent on coaching, mentorships, courses, workshops, seminars, and put that in the S&P 500 10 years ago, right? The amount that I would have right now is inconsequential compared to what I currently have. Mm. It's because I invested in something different. So rather than investing in the S&P 500, I invested in the S&P 500. So I took all of the excess cash that I had every single month, and rather than saying like, oh, I'm going to dollar cost average, you know, I'm long-term, I wait 4 years, whatever. I was like, I just don't make enough money. So like I could be the millionaire next door who saves every penny, doesn't go to Starbucks for my entire life and have $2 million when I'm old or never.
For the last 10 years of my life.
Right, and literally enjoy nothing during that period of time. It's not a trade I wanted to make. And so I had a belief that I know I will work hard, and if I'm given the right tools, I will be able to implement them. And so I took all my extra money. I put all of every dollar I had, even went into debt, to get access to communities and mentors and coaching programs and
masterminds. Yes.
And the biggest gifts I got from those wasn't even the education, but it was the perspectives on reality. It was people disproving things that I thought to be true. So I was like, this is the way the world is. And they were like, that's false. Mm-hmm. And my whole paradigm shifted because I had distortions of reality. I thought reality was different than it was. And so right now for people who are poor, it's because they actually don't see reality for what it is. Because the way they see reality, they see making money to be impossible or incredibly difficult, or it's only for a certain select people, not for them. Right? And it's just because they literally cannot see it. An easier example is like kids and parents, right? Like a kid thinks the world is a certain way, and the parent's like, you just haven't seen enough stuff yet. And so, you know, as you level up in the entrepreneur space, there's also just more levels of that where other people are like, this is the perspective you need to have. And you're like, no way, that's possible. And so that's where those rooms gave me the highest ROI. The other skills, because there's so many people there that are trying to learn the same things, they already said, hey, get this program, read this book. And so they helped sift through the mountain of information that's out there, because I only have one resource, which is time at that time, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, I'll spend it, but where do I spend it? And they were like, okay, if you want to learn real estate, these are the top three guys. You can join this Facebook group, get into this guy's community. He has a coaching program that helps you do wholesaling. This guy's a coach that does Airbnbs. This guy does, you know, like, and so it's like, which one do I choose? The answer for everybody who's curious is do them all. Like, people are like, which one should I do? I'm like, you're not going to be poorer by learning more.
Right.
Right? And then it's not like you have a finite capacity to learn. The more you learn, the better you get at learning. Mm-hmm. Right? And then the more lines and synergies you find between different skill sets and opportunities,
the more dangerous you become.
100%.
If you just learn cold calling,
yeah,
but you didn't also learn copywriting and email marketing or speaking on stage, you know, it's the combination of multiple skills that make your earning power so much greater.
I'm literally getting goosebumps. They compound.
Yes.
And so I have this example. I break down Jay-Z, right? And so if you look at Jay-Z in the beginning, like, he had, you know, he probably had a natural proclivity for rhyming and beat or rhythm, uh-huh, whatever, right? So that was his first, like, kind of skill. He probably practiced that a little bit because he was into it, right? And then he started rapping, right? So that was his first level skill. And then he learned, you know, writing lyrics, and it's like, okay, so that's another
producing
skill, right? And exactly. Then he learned producing, and then he learned marketing, and then he learned
performing on stages or something.
Yes. Like, and then he learned how to sign other people to his, mm-hmm, how to start a label, and they started learning. Mm-hmm. And so with each of these skills, it wasn't 1+1, it was like 1+1+1=10, mm-hmm, right? And so, like, in a formal world, like the world that's not rap, like, if someone's good at math, they can learn accounting or bookkeeping first, right? It's like, okay, that's a level one skill. And then you learn accounting, okay, now you're making more. And then you learn how insurance works, and you're like, oh, okay, mm-hmm, now you can start to see this person evolve. And then you learn how tax and tax efficiencies work, and you're like, oh. And then you learn how to package and sell businesses and negotiate those deals with, you know, private equity and things like that. All of a sudden, that's a CFO. That's somebody who's making multiple million dollars a year, but it's the same basic few skills that, yes, stack on top of each other and get disproportionate returns on all the prior skills with each new additional skill. Like, people ask the wrong question when they're like, which course should I buy? Which program should I do?
It's yes.
Do them all.
It's yes.
Do them all.
Yes, all, yeah.
Yeah. You want, like, is each one of them, you will learn things. In my opinion, there's three main skills in business in general. You gotta learn how to sell, you gotta learn how to build, and you gotta learn how to lead. So you gotta learn how to get people to give you money for stuff, you gotta have the stuff to sell them, and then you gotta have people that work on your side to help deliver on those other two. If you can do those three things, you're unstoppable. And if you do one of those three things, you can make as much, like, you can still make a ton of money, but if you, yeah, if you can do all three, you're unbeatable. Building is like the product and services that you have. So you have to figure out a way to deliver value to somebody.
To develop a program, right, a product, a service that you can package,
yes,
and sell.
And people are like, well, how do I do that? This is the perspective thing we were saying earlier. It's like, I don't know where the opportunity is. And people who are, mm-hmm, entrepreneurs see opportunity everywhere. All you have to do is look for problems. You look for things that people hate. You look for inefficiencies. You just look for things that are nuisances. Like, what are things that people do every day that they hate doing? Like, and a big misnomer, I think, is that people think they need to have a new thing. You can start a cleaning business, become a billionaire. You can start a lawn care business, become a billionaire. You can start a roofing business, become a billionaire. Like, there's clear problems. Like, all you have to do is just do what everyone else is doing, learn how to sell, learn how to deliver consistently, and learn how to lead.
Yes.
If you do those three things, you can do just as well as everyone else and just do it better.